Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q2 FY 2023 earnings conference call of Easy Trip Planners Limited. Today in this call we have Mr. Prashant Pethi, Co-founder and Executive Director, Mr. Rishad Pethi, Co-founder and CEO, Mr. Ashish Bansal, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Rajat Gupta from Investor Relations. The results for Q2 FY 2023 for the company, the investor presentation and the press release have been uploaded on the stock exchange and on the company website. Before we start the call, a disclaimer. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Pethi, Co-founder and Executive Director of Easy Trip Planners Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good evening, everyone. This quarter has been remarkable one for the company as we recorded our highest ever gross booking numbers of approximately 2,000 crores, the highest GBR in a single quarter. We have almost reached our full last year's GBR in just two quarters of this current financial year, a testimony to our growth capabilities. We have also crossed 100 crore milestone in terms of revenue from operations during quarter two of FY 2023, a sharp increase in 92% year-on-year, back on strong broad-based growth across all segments. Our core segment, which is air, reported robust growth of 84% year-on-year. In terms of transaction, our air and hotel segment registered a healthy growth of 52% and 69% respectively in quarter two of FY 2023 against the same quarter of last year. Again, a testimony to our marketing strategy and sales promotion efforts undertaken through the quarter. As one of the prominent industry players, we continue to lead with innovation and customer-centric approach by providing the most competitive pricing to customers and giving a great booking experience and running our own call center. The Ease My Trip Travel Carnival Sale, for instance, scheduled in August 2022, received an encouraging response, evident from the GMV we garnered to it. Between 1st August till 10th of August, we collected more than 300 crores for the first time in the company's history. Heartened by this, we launched Travel Utsav Festival between October 6th and 23rd of October, which recorded highest gross sales of more than 555 crores for the company. These accomplishments speak volume about the robust industry recovery and pent-up demand in general and our brand value in particular. This is also a significant affirmation for our customer-first strategy. Keeping in mind with our brand-building investments during the quarter, the company became fourth powered sponsor of Asia Cup Cricket 2022, which had an estimated collective viewership of more than 49 crores. Given that cricket in India is not just a game but an emotion, this partnership gave company the much required first in visibility to be the part of the most watched and loved cricket tournament. The brand witnessed visibility on multiple TV spots, impressions, various OTT channels across the globe, providing solid push towards our vision of going global. In another important campaign initiative, Ease My Trip became the presenting partner for Road Safety World Series tournament of 2022. This affiliation reflects our responsibility and focused marketing alliances towards supporting and addressing significant societal concerns like traffic accidents. These two initiatives combined, we have spent one-time cost of 13 crores, which we believe would have yielded much higher sales and growth going forward. The company continues to balance its investments towards strategic marketing opportunities while maintaining cost discipline. We have taken another step to strengthen our presence abroad by partnering with SpiceJet Airlines through Thai subsidiary, which is EaseMatter Thai, to sell tickets and other services to customers in Thailand. We have also worked with well-recognized brands such as Magic Pin and South Indian International Movie Award, SIMA, for various tires. This comes on the back of the company already setting up subsidiaries in other countries like USA, UK, New Zealand, Philippines, Singapore, UAE, and our corporate office in Dubai and London in particular. In appreciation of all noteworthy efforts, we have been bestowed with the Asia's Best B2C Travel Provider of 2022 and the Best B2C Travel Provider in India for 2022 at the awards of 29th Annual World Travel Tech Award. This is a validation of our industry-leading and customer-centric approach. Now a brief snapshot of financial highlights for quarter two and first half year of FY23. Despite being seasonally dull quarter, the company continued to deliver robust growth in our GBR, which is gross booking revenue, standing at 1,997 crores in the quarter two, against 895 in quarter two of FY22, an increase of 120%. Year on year. We have also reported adjusted revenue of 169 crores for this quarter, which is again an increment of 68% compared to the last year. Our B2C volume for the quarter stood at 84.4%. We are pleased to report that EaseMatrix's Dubai office has been performing well, and in just few months, it has seen good response with GMV for quarter two crossing 24 crores, which was 7 crores in the previous quarter. Coming to the operational numbers, company's air segment net of cancellation grew by 52% year on year. We sold 28.3 lakh air tickets in quarter two compared to 18 lakh for quarter two of FY22. Our number of hotel nights has seen a jump of 70% in quarter two of FY23. Manpower costs in the quarter were 0.6% of the GBR, which was similar to the quarter of previous visitors. Marketing and promotion expenses as a percentage of GBR was 1.5% of quarter two, as compared to 0.9% of last year's quarter two, mainly due to one-time promotion and marketing expenses of 13 crores that we undertook this quarter towards sponsoring Asia Cup and Road Safety World Series. EBITDA for quarter two stood at 40 crores as compared to 36 crores of last year. PBT was at 38.8 crores. However, adjusting for loss reported due to overseas subsidiary of 1.7 crores and one-time marketing expenses of 13 crores, the adjusted PBT for quarter two would have been 53.5 crores compared to 64 crores of the corresponding year, which would have given a growth of 47%. We maintain our history of being profitable since inception, and a profit after tax of quarter two stood at 28 crores, which was compared to 27 crores of last year. On half yearly basis, the GBR for the first half year stood at 3,640 crores as compared to 1,251 crores of corresponding two quarters of last year, an increase of 190%. Our adjusted revenue clocked 300 crores for the first half year, which is again up by 100%. EBITDA for first half year stood at 85.7 crores as compared to 58 crores for the first half year of FY 2022. Profit after tax stood at 61 crores as compared to 42 crores of the last year. We are in pole position to consistently deliver strong growth given our diversified and low-cost business model. Backed on healthy balance sheet, strong return ratios, and consistent cash generation from operations. We expect this momentum to continue as we focus on various promotional activities and brand building initiatives. We are looking for new territories along with inorganic growth opportunities to create value for our esteemed shareholders. Now, I would request moderator to open up the questions for floor for the question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Madhu Chandade from MacPro. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good evening. I have couple of questions. The first question is, we understand that there was this so-called ad hoc 13 crore expenses which impacted the cost as well as the margin. Going forward, I mean, given where you are, where do you see the marketing expenses settling eventually? That is my first question. I have a second question, which is, when I look at your numbers for hotel nights, there seems to be a sequential jump of 8.5%. When I look at your segmental result, there is a significant reduction in the revenue reported under hotel package from 7.3 crore to 1.7 crore. If you could explain this to us, I mean, what is it behind the numbers when the actual number of hotel nights going up but the revenue declining sharply? Thank you.
Sure. Hi, Madhu, this is Prashant. To answer your first question, the efforts which we have taken were basically branding efforts. In the future, we do look our marketing to settle anywhere between 0.6%-0.9% of the GGR, which was basically 1.5% this time because of the one-off activity. You know, in the future, you could consider it to vary anywhere between 0.6%-0.9% as what we are considering. Related to your question number two, the number of room nights have increased dramatically. The revenues have not, primarily because we are giving majority of the money back to the consumer as a format of discount on the hotel side.
Okay. Is it an entry strategy which is deliberate at this point in time and
That is correct.
What to expect?
That is correct. Till the time the business matures. At the time of listing, 97% of our business was flight business and only 3% was everything else put together, which was hotel, train, bus, cab. Now that number has changed significantly, where from 3% that number has jumped to 10%. Around 10% business comes from everything else besides the flight. The idea is for us to get that number to a good stability, which could be 70/30, and then we probably would start making money. Right now the company is following a process of growing this business, not at the cost. We want to grow this business either at breakeven or making some money, but not as a cost engine. We will continue with this policy for some time.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manik Taneja from JM Financial Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Prashant, just wanted to understand from you as to how are you seeing the competition play out across the different categories of business. And the second one was a bookkeeping question. If you could help us understand the GPR breakup between airlines and the other non-air segments. And the third question was just a clarification question around the decline in cash that we've seen on the balance sheet. If you could help us understand what's changing from a working capital intensity standpoint. Thank you.
Understood. So question number one is in terms of market share and the growth. See, Manik, as you would notice, for the entire industry and the competition, you would see that the numbers which they would have reported is pretty much muted or same as what they would have reported the last quarter. Cyclically speaking, quarter one and quarter three are usually the strong quarters because of summer vacation and winter vacation. Quarter two is usually the muted quarter. In the case of Ismartu, we have grown on quarter-on-quarter basis, we have grown by 20%, where you could see our competitors did not grow. In fact, they had a slight degrowth. So on the basis of that, you would be able to understand that we have gained the market share considerably in this particular quarter across the segment. The second question is related to GBR. Ashish, have you provided the breakup for the GBR for this particular quarterly result in our presentation?
No, we have not provided segment-wise GPR breakup.
Correct. So this quarter we have we have not provided the segment, but I can give you a number which probably existed for the last quarter, and I do not think that there would be a monumental change in that. I believe that the air was somewhere around 90.5%. For the hotel, it was somewhere around hotel and holiday packages. It was somewhere around 2.8%, and the remaining was basically. Around 6% was basically for train, bus, and other cabs and other services. This was the breakup. So that's the answer for your second question. And the third is related to the working capital. Working capital pretty much remains the same. Despite being profitable, the reason primarily is that there have been since we report this number every 6 months, there has been increase in. Other current assets, which is the airline deposit by 61 crores. The trade receivables have also increased by 45 crores. Because of this, the working capital, but then there were other things as well. But overall, after paying taxes and everything, overall the net cash flow depleted by somewhere around 9 crores.
And just a clarification on the statement that you made around second quarter being flat or declining for one of your larger competition. Just need to clarify, given the fact that they report numbers in dollar terms and thereby the dollar numbers usually will have a dilutive impact because of currency.
If you look at in terms of their volumes as well, I think there is a slight uptick moment on the volume side, but our volume grew by more than 28%. In terms of gross booking revenue, we grew by 20%, but in terms of absolute number of tickets, we grew by about 28%. And I think the competition grew by 4 or 5%, if I could remember correctly. So even then, there is a significant change.
Sure. Thank you and all the best, Mr.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Santosh Sinha from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question is regarding balance sheet items. Now, trade receivables are up in this quarter from 528 million to 987 million, and also contract liability that is 700 million that we can see in the balance sheet. So, what are these attributed to? That's my only question.
I understand. The trade receivables is the money which basically is the amount which we are yet to receive from the corporates and from the travel agent. That business is going up. As you could see that our B2C component earlier was around 90%, which has come to 85%, which is basically our increased efforts in growing our corporate and travel agent business, because of which the trade receivables has gone up by around 45 crores. And the second thing which you mentioned is the contract liability, which has gone up by 70 odd crores. That's because of the advance which we get from the ITQ, which is the Galileo. So that contract got renewed this year, and because of which, you are seeing the additional amount of 70 crore, which is basically sitting as a liability, because that's the money which they have given us in advance, in our books, as in the lieu of the commissions which we will get from them over the period of time.
Sorry, I couldn't get the second part, actually. 70 crore contract liability.
So we get commissions not just from the airlines, but we also get commissions from the GDS. Galileo is one of the GDS with which we work. This year, they gave us almost 100 crore as advance, for the commissions which we will incur, which we will earn over the period of time. Of which 70 we have kept in long term, and around 30 we kept in short term, because we anticipate 30 crore to be utilized within the matter of 1 year. And 70 crore is kept in the long term, because that will capitalize after 1 year.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Krishnan, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Prashant. Am I audible?
You are, Aditya. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Prashant. I'm calling from the United States. I've moved now. My first question, actually impressive quarter, given the kind of circumstances the company has been. First question is, I can see some different kind of other expense this quarter. Apart from the one-shot 13 crore ad hoc expense, which you mentioned, there is significant difference in other expense which you've kept, which is being categorized just for this, which is.
It's not just for this quarter. Even for the last quarter, the other expenses were slightly higher. The reason is that the commissions which we give while working with travel agents reside over there. Whether we are working with travel agents or whether working with B2B company, B2B2C company. And hence, since our business are shot up on B2B2 side, the commissions which we have to give are besides the other expenses, and that is why that number has gone up by.
So just to follow up for that, I have another question. This is closely related to that. So now when our revenues start shooting up even more, and when we start to, you know, really go into that explosion phase, is our payment charges also going to keep on increasing like this? Because I can see quarter-on-quarter payment charges are increasing. I mean.
Payment gateway charges are basically directly proportional to the GBR, which is gross booking revenue. If you see, as a percentage of GBR, they are pretty much stagnant. In fact, I would say correlatively, it might reduce as more and more UPI payment adoption gets adopted.
Okay. That's pretty clear. Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty clear. Second one is importantly, what is the profit PAT percentage or EBITDA percentage, more importantly, profit after tax percentage from the Dubai office and the Dubai business? Because it's expected to be at least significantly higher than the India business, or at least in the target might be. So I would want to know a little bit about the Dubai office and even the other global businesses it started or has been moving into, what kind of phase?
So see, basically, Aditya, these businesses are under incubation phase right now. You know, where we are trying to make our mark, we are increasing our volume, we are getting respect from the respectable airlines which are being brought over there. They might not have dealt with these market as much before. So this is the incubation phase where we are working with them. We are. And as we continue to grow, we will be able to command better margins, better commissions from them. As of now, the business looks good, the business is growing. We are growing on the strong demand, which is coming to IndiGo, primarily because the kind of convenience fee or service fees which these global player charges are astronomically higher than what service fees or convenience fees Indian player charges. The incumbent player in Middle East, Europe, U.S., these developed nations, they charge anywhere between 600-2,000 rupees per passenger as a convenience fee. Now, IndiGo's strength is not that we don't charge convenience fees. IndiGo's strength is that because of our low-cost business model and operational efficiency, we can afford to not charge convenience fees. In these geographies, international geographies, which you have, These are the geographies which could be tremendous value for EaseMyTrade as we continue to go forward, because we are proceeding with the same thought process of not charging convenience fees in these geographies. And because of that, the demand is coming very strongly. And right now, we are, you know, the business is running at break-even or slightly negative for these regions. But that is not what is perturbing us. We understand that as the business grows, we will be able to make a lot more money from here by commanding better PLBs, better commission from the respective companies.
That's primarily because we'll be charging in foreign currency, and because of that, we'll be able to, you know, make
our operations and our technology will continue to exist from India. So our entire operations and technology will continue to exist from India, and because of this cost arbitrage, we believe we are very well in position to become the global ticketing company of India.
Absolutely. I mean, we are going to do this. I mean, that's what we are hoping. Just to clarify on what you said, which means you are telling me that the 238 million INR, which is 23.8 crores Indian rupees, you have not made money from that this quarter, or how's that? From the Dubai, is it
this number? This is the number which we have not disclosed right now. But overall, as I mentioned, for all of our subsidiaries put together, in the quarter, we have reported a loss of 1.7 crores.
Okay. I mean, that does not give much of an idea. Anyways, okay, we'll keep it that way. What about the three acquisitions we have made, YoloBus and the YoloBus Free and the other one?
We have made two acquisitions, Yolo. We have made two acquisitions, Yolo and Spree. Spree Hotels have been able to increase their number of hotels from I believe 12 hotels at the time when we acquired to around 27 hotels right now. So the business is growing great and the business is profitable. I believe Spree is able to generate anywhere between 20 to 30 lakh rupees on monthly basis of profit. While Yolo is in very incubation stage, the company which we acquired, Yolo when we acquired, was in distressful situation. The large valuation at which they raised company was at about 100 odd crores, while we acquired the company at 2 crores. So the business is coming back. The business, I think the websites and the technology got started only about 2-3 months ago. And we are looking forward for it to as well grow and become a decent part of these matters.
Okay. Can you repeat that number of Spree generating profits per month again? I didn't get the number.
Between 20 to 30 lakh rupees per month.
20 to 30 lakh rupees. Okay, that's still a significant number when we put it up together, and then as it keeps increasing, because the cash on books of EaseMyTrip has reduced because we are using the cash for other projects, which means this will cushion that little bit as it grows. Okay, I mean, these are my questions. I mean, thank you so much for answering them. Yeah.
Pleasure is mine.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Manik Taneja from JM Financial Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-on opportunity. Prashant, just wanted to understand the fact that in the last 6 months, we've seen an increase in terms of share of our B2B business, which is also a function of the markets opening up and corporate travel, etc., opening up. But if I have to think about the next 3 to 5 years, what kind of a mix of business do you want to have between B2C and B2B/B2B2C? Because historically we went from a significantly higher B2B2B business to a bigger share of B2C business, and now you're talking about once again increased focus on that. It would be great to get your thoughts as to what kind of a mix are we thinking about over a 3 to 5 year time frame.
So Manik, basically what has changed between the last time and this time is, previously, we were pretty much focused on travel agent. However, now majority of the business is coming from B2B2C, which is basically the likes of HDFC SmartBuy, or basically being available on Bajaj Finserv, or being available on Just Dial, or being available on Intermiles. So it's basically there's some noise coming from somewhere. Basically, it's powering the next set of online organization, and EaseMyTrip is in well position to do it beautifully. because of our low-cost operations, and due to which this number has gone up slightly in the last couple of quarters. We believe that this number is looking pretty stable right now. We have continued our focus on growing our B2C business, and the numbers are in speaking. I believe the number which is right now, which is 85 versus 15, seems like a stable number for the long-term future.
Sure. Thank you, all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one.
Okay. To conclude, we believe that the business is in well position to take advantage of growth opportunities. We will strive to deliver paramount results and achieve greater milestones in the future as well. This will be backed by our customer-first strategy, low-cost business model, new-age technology, and our exceptional marketing campaign, which will help us realize our vision of becoming a truly global provider for all-in-one travel solutions. Thank you everyone for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer all your queries. If you have any other follow-up questions, feel free to write to us. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Easy Trip Planners Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.